This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN investigators have condemned the actions of the military commander of Myanmar, also known as Burma, along with five generals, for overseeing mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with, quote, genocidal intent, and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sidati is one of those investigators.
We are not removing the presumption of innocence. We are not saying that they individually have been proven to have the necessary intent, but we are saying that given all of the circumstances, all of the inference, all of the facts that we have found, and we have found extensive range of facts, and the tightness of the chain of military command, they should be investigated and prosecuted.
They also took aim at de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi for failing to use her moral authority to protect civilians. Nicholas Fairley is a regional analyst at the Australian National University.
What we've seen over the past year is that there were great failings, including at the very highest level in the State Councillor's office, and this is going to have very significant consequences. Aung San Suu Kyi's personal reputation was, at least among serious analysts, already shredded by what had happened last year.
Investigators also took aim at the social media network Facebook for allowing the spread of hate speech and inciting violence in Myanmar. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed to the White House Monday, by President Donald Trump.
Kenya and the United States have had strong, solid relationships ever since our independence. We are here to renew that partnership. We are here to strengthen it. We've had very good and excellent cooperation, especially in our fight against terrorism.
Both leaders focused on trade, investment, and security, and have military forces battling jihadists in Somalia. Mr. Kenyatta, the second African leader to visit the White House under Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. President Trump.